other business. Our first item of other business is the estuary. This is subdivision 2005-64, revised final subdivision plan.
This is a revision to the final subdivision plan to allow for two additional lots. A revised preliminary subdivision was approved by the Planning Commission on May 24, 2014, with a total of 281 single-family lots, with 259 lots proposed in phases 1B through 1D. The final subdivision plan for phases 1B through 1D was approved on November 10, 2015, with a total of 257 lots. The lots were reduced to allow for the builder who required oversized lots. This builder is no longer associated with the project, and the developer would like to have the two lots similar in, and to have the lots similar in size to the other lots within development that allows for the increase in the two lots. So again, these were lots that were originally shown in the preliminary subdivision, but when they came back through in the final, they increased some of the lots, so they lost two lots, and now they want to shrink the lots back and get those two lots that were originally approved as part of the preliminary.
Okay. You got all that?
Thank you.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chairman, regarding the estuary 2005-64, I move to approve the final revised final subdivision plan to allow for those two additional lots.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to approve the revised final subdivision plan for the estuary. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Hawthorne phases 2 through 5. This is subdivision 2005-73.
This is a revised final subdivision plan for the Hawthorne phase 2 through 5 sections to construct 173 single-family lots. The overall Hawthorne subdivision was approved by the Planning Commission for 213 lots with recreational amenities on August 13, 2015. This was formerly known as the Paradise Lake Subdivision, 2005-73. The phase 2 through 5 portions of this plan modifies the street layout, but does not increase the overall number of lots. The property is zoned AR1 cluster zoning. A tax parcel is District 135, Map 11, Parcel 66. We are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Yours.
So they're modifying the streets. Mm-hmm. That's all they're doing.
That's all they're
the
doing.
Lots aren't changing.
Very minor street modification.
Mr. Chairman, considering Hawthorne phase 2 through 5, 2005-73, my motion will be for approval.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised final subdivision plan for Hawthorne phases 2 through 5. Subdivision 2005-73. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Iglesias de Dios de Pentecostes Alpha y Omega. Preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan to construct a 4,200 square foot building for church services with site improvements. This property consists of 2.26 acres, and it is located at the intersection of Deep Branch Road and Pine Haven Drive. The property is zoned AR1. Tax parcel is 234-8, parcel 27. The staff is awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding Iglesia de Dios Pentecosta Alpha y Omega, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for the 4,200 square foot building for the church with site improvements.
As a preliminary,
yes.
Final by the staff?
Yes.
Let's go ahead and say that.
Okay, I move that we approve the preliminary site plan with final by the staff.
Subject to receipt of all.
Yes, subject to receipt of all agency approvals.
We have a second.
Second.
Second? Okay, it's moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval with a final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other permits. Of the preliminary site plan for Iglesia de Dios de Pentecostes Alpha y Omega. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay. Selco partnership, Verizon Wireless for Zorbella/BAR-SRG preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 145-foot monopole cell tower with a fence compound and equipment shelter on a 65.59-acre site at 24296 Lawson Road, Georgetown. A special use exception number 11677 was granted by the Board of Adjustment for the use and structure at their meeting on January 26, 2016. The property uses an existing driveway and complies with all zoning requirements. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 15, Parcel 10, and it is zoned AR1. We are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, regarding the Selco Partnership Verizon Wireless for Zorbella / BAR / SRG, I move to approve the preliminary site plan for this property for the tower and with approval by staff subject to receiving agency approvals.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve Selco Partnership Verizon Wireless for Zorbella / BAR - SRG site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item is Linkside Village Townhomes, consideration of conversion to fee simple parcels.
This is a request for consideration to allow for conversion of condominium units to fee simple lots. The Planning Commission reviewed the site plan on April 19, 2007. The Planning Commission previously approved the conversion of 1 6-pack of townhouses to fee simple lots in late 2014, early 2015. The applicant is now requesting to convert the rest of the units into single-family fee simple lots.
So it's still going to be townhouses. When you look at it, it's still going to look exactly the same. It's just instead of being a condo where you don't own the real estate under your house, it's a townhouse where you own the real estate under your house. That's the only difference. But if you're standing there looking at the front door, it's going to look the same.
That's to meet the aggregate requirements.
Yeah.
The front rear yard and the side yard setbacks for the building.
Yeah.
They have to stay within those setbacks.
Yes.
They have to have an aggregate of front and rear yard, 40 feet total. So it could be a 10 front, 30 rear, but it's got to be in compliance with the aggregate to create the property line.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of Linkside Village Townhomes from conversion to fee simple parcels.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the conversion of fee simple parcels, conversion to fee simple parcels for Linkside Village Townhomes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Woodfield Preserves, consideration of waiver.
This is for the consideration of a waiver from the 20-foot forested landscape buffer along lots 5 through 11. The original subdivision did not show the buffer along these lots. However, there is no record of a waiver being granted by the Planning Commission. The Planning Commission approved the plan on October 13, 2011. The plan has been recorded, and the recorded plan did not show the buffer along those lots. The Planning Commission approved a revised plan on November 17, 2016 to allow for some minor street design and reduction in the overall number of lots. However, with this change, lots 5 through 11 were not impacted by the revised plan, and still the buffer was not shown on the revised plan.
So all this does is just cleans it up, so at some point in the future, somebody can't come back and say, you need to put it back in. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, considering Woodfield Preserves 2007-2009, a motion is for approval of consideration of the waiver.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the waiver requested by Woodfield Preserves. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Completes our other business. Before we move on to additional business, let's refer back to our public hearings, and if we're prepared to do that, Council, are we okay to do that?